the stuff that we regularly have for you for Sydney Cup Day tomorrow morning from 6:30. All today's previews are coming up after the news break. A full preview for Muswellbrook, then the Harness and Greyhounds will be followed by the Interstate Tips. If you want to bag a winner, stay tuned.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has offered his condolences to the family of a French police officer who was shot dead in central Paris. Another two police officers were wounded in the attack on the Champs-Élysées, which has been claimed by ISIS. Australians are being urged to be aware of their surroundings and pay close attention to travel advisory warnings while travelling in Europe. Authorities are investigating what caused a 15-ton concrete pylon to fall on a worker at a concrete manufacturing business in Townsville. The 53-year-old man was crushed to death in the incident yesterday. A 33-year-old Sydney man from DY will appear in court today, charged with sex offences after trying to meet up with an 11-year-old girl. And skeletal remains have been found inside a car at the bottom of a dam in Queensland's Wide Bay region. Police removed the car after a member of the public detected a large object using a depth sounder near the boat ramp. In sport, West Tigers coach Ivan Cleary is confident the club can land a star recruit if James Tedesco and Aaron Woods confirm they've signed with the Roosters and Bulldogs respectively. Cleary has put his foot down and given the pair until close of business today to make an official decision, saying the months of high drama and speculation is starting to affect his team. Brisbane have been forced into a backline reshuffle for tonight's match against South Sydney, with winger Jordan Kahu succumbing to a groin strain. David Mead will play on the wing, with young Yeppoon local Jonas Pearson in line for a place on the bench. And British Olympic silver medalist Jermaine Mason has been killed in a motorbike accident as he rode home from a party with Usain Bolt in Jamaica. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good speeding this Anzac Day long weekend. You face double the consequences. Double demerits are enforced until midnight Tuesday, April 25. So think twice. Now the M5, still got heavy traffic. Belmore Road down towards the M5 East. A lot of traffic still over at Rookwood Centenary, approaching Arthur Street. Northbound traffic there. The 4, very heavy approaching Rose Hill, James Bruce Drive down towards Silverwater Road. Seaforth over the Spit Bridge looking okay. No major concerns there at this point in time. Now fly Scoot to Asia and beyond from $109, 19 destinations on sale. Enter promo code SCOOT10 for more discounts. Visit flyscoot.com for more details. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio has the perfect recap of your weekend's racing.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem will wrap up Sydney Cup Day, along with all the autumn carnival racing at Randwick and Rose Hill.
Well, every horse has got a target in the spring and autumn, you know, if they're good enough. So.
Yeah, but it's all about placement and putting your horses in the right time.
Hear racing analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, and you can talk to the boys on 13 53 53.
Punters Postmortem.
Monday morning at 9, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Are you ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-Year-Old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-Year-Old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and beat trackside for City Class Racing Country Style. May 12 and 13.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, 7 past 10. Kevin Wolfe here for the show this morning. We have Muswellbrook to look at in depth in just a moment. Then we'll have a look at Bankstown Harness, Dubbo Greys, Canberra also with John Scorse racing this afternoon. Ray Huxley runs the eye over Hamilton. We have Michael Charge in Townsville. Dean Lester looks at the meeting at Cranbourne tonight. Trent Langscale with the sport update. Bob Lane, Casino Greys, and our callers also will hear from them. James Tate in Canberra Mitch Manners at Muswellbrook. But Muswellbrook, 3.5 hours northwest of Sydney. I wonder what it's like there today. Dwayne Dow. Good morning, Dwayne.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.
Beautiful day up your way.
Cracking day. About 24 degrees will reach. There's not too many clouds in the sky. It's a beautiful autumn day here in the Upper Hunter.
And what sort of track are we greeted with?
So we've been lucky enough. It's been the first probably time all year we've gone a whole week without any rain. So we've been able to put up a good four this morning. And our rail's out 3 metres from the 1280 to the 300, and then the cutaway applies. So perfect racing surfaces today for every horse to get his chance.
How long since you've had a meeting there, Dwayne?
We raced actually last Thursday. So we were actually on a soft six. I got upgraded to a soft five during the race day last Thursday. So it's only been an 8 day gap. But look, we had to move that track out a little bit just to move away from a bit of wear. But the tracks have played really well today.
Beautiful. Hope it goes well for you, Dwayne. Thanks for that.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Kevin.
Dwayne Dow left from Muswellbrook. And the man that's going to run the form line for us is the one and only Gary Harley. And we'll get Gary up in just a moment. We'll take you through those scratchings, though, for you as we wait for Gary. In race one at Muswellbrook, we have no scratchings to report. The first there at 12:40. Race two at 1:15, you can take out numbers 5, 11 and 15. 5, 11, 15, race two. Race 3 at Muswellbrook, it's 8, 11, 17 and 18. 8, 11, 17, 18, race 3. Race 4, take out 2. There's a late scratching of number 6, I Can Hear Music. Number 6 is a late one, and number 16. So it's 2, 6 and 16 from race 4. Race 5 starts the quaddy, and scratching's here number 4 and 9. 4 and 9 out of race 5. Race 6, our scratching's here 4 and 5. 4 and 5 out of race 6 in the 7th at 4:15. It's a full field at this stage of 13. 13 to start there at Muswellbrook. And in the 8th this afternoon, scratchings of 1, 7, 8, 9, 12 and 16. So that's the way it looks there, scratchings-wise, for Muswellbrook this afternoon. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. A delightful day again today. Like it has been all week here in the Hunter. Blue skies everywhere. This is the Red Hot program. I kept saying that yesterday when we were on, mate, that quality of this meeting for a country meeting is outstanding.
All right. Well, we talk quality, Gary. We talk about you on this time, oh, around about 20 years ago.
29 seconds to go. The ball goes back to Andrew. Field goal from him. Knocked down by Manly. Mark Hughes for the ball. Mark Hughes to Albert. Albert's tackled 11 metres out. We've got to have another shot. Albert plays it to Andrew Johns. Blindside Andrew Johns. Andrew Johns back to Albert. Albert!
Ah, Gary, it must seem like yesterday.
1997.
One of the great days.
Yeah, Sydney Football Stadium. And there was another reason I was very happy. We were hunting with Col Tidy at the time. Way back then, Col had a boutique business. And Mum's actually used to work for Col Tidy.
Yep.
And we backed the Knights about 15 and 16 to 1 after the season. So that made it even more, even more of a celebration. But,
Yeah.
They were the days, mate. I couldn't do it now.
No, you couldn't. But, mate, you got the Knights home and you got the 15, so it was a fabulous day. Mate, before we move to the program this afternoon, Mount Panorama yesterday, everybody was willing, but just not there again.
Yeah, look, he's a headache horse, Mount Panorama. I mean, there's no better trainers in Australia than the Hawks family, and they had him. And even though he had some good placings, he never won a race. Was always, knocking on the door and never got there. And then he's gone to Gary Moore, and Gary's an outstanding trainer as well. He was that confident yesterday. Timmy Clark was confident. The horse had trial good. And he had so much on them in that maiden. Just got held up slightly in the straight, but then he got a big yawning gap, which Timmy tried to drive him through, and he, like the horse that won the race, probably had the momentum up, but still, with the ability he's got, I thought he would have still won when he got the gap, but he'll win a race one day, but he's a hard horse to catch. He doesn't like motor tape.
Yeah, well, frustrating if you're on him as well. But anyway, let's look forward. Let's look at today. Muswellbrook, the 8 race card, the first at 12:40, Gary. We've given you the scratchings. Number two, in fact, we'll go through the field one by one. One, Hanover, open $6 today, is now $4.40. Good money here for the one. Two, Jungle Eyes at $4 is the favourite. Three, Roman Typhoon at $5. Four, Arbitrate, $7.50. Five, Lord Cecil, also at $4. Six, Nothing Too Hard, $31. Seven, Shape of You, $23. Eight, Silver Super, $26. Nine, Suleiman, $61. Ten, Tepem, $26. 11, Usain Brockstar, $23. 12, One More Prince, the Ruffy at $71. So you got $4 about the five, the two, and the one next best.
Yeah, you won't get a hollow maiden field in a country track from what, 2-year-old field in a country track than what this one is. There's two big feature 2-year-old races today. They're the highlights of the day. This one, sponsored by Arrow Field. It's their race day today. The Massara family and their associates. And you got Gerald Ryan, you got Peter and Paul Snowden, you got Paul Massara, Bill Godbolt down from Paul Macquarie. All got quality 2-year-olds there. I'm with number three, Jan Bowen's horse, Roman Typhoon. There's no horse in this race with any more ability than him, but he's got a few quirks. He's as green as grass. He's very immature. He was scratched at the barrier last start. He was going to run at Newcastle. They couldn't load him. His only start resulted in a brilliant win at Musselbrook when he was all over the track, hung out bad. And after that race, the owners refused a six-figure sum for him. From a bloodstock agent, I think he might have been got ahead to Hong Kong, but they decided to keep him. He's got a lot of talent. If he does everything right, he's going to take a ton of beating. But hopefully, he's learned a bit from that first up run at Musselbrook, and his barrier manners are all right, and he'll be hard to beat. Lord Cecil, the first starter of four Massaras, has been trialing brilliantly. Won a trial here back on the 5th of April, and then he won a trial the other day in which he beat Roman Typhoon on April 13th. He's an Animal Kingdom, so the stud would love to win a race with an Animal Kingdom heir. I know the good one in Melbourne that David Hayes has got has been successful, but he's out of a Zabeel mare, and on that trial he looks pretty good, so he'll run well. Hanover's got a huge weight, but he's a very classy 2-year-old Neil Godbolt's horse, number one Hanover, 62.5. What's he had? Five starts, three wins at 2 seconds, and he bolted him the other day at Grafton. Despite the big weight, I wouldn't sell him short. Gerald's horse, Jungle Eyes, trialed all right the other day, bolted him in a weak race today at one up here. There was only five starters. And another horse with good ability is Arbitrate for the Snowden. So it's a terrific race, probably the highlight of the day for me. 3, 5, 1, 2, and 4.
3, 5, 1, 2, and 4. All righty. Race 2 is the Miss Finland, 2-year-old. The other feature you talked about, Gary, and 1 My Maggie at 7. 2 Lots of Diamonds, 8. 3 Excelamore, 5. 4 American Moments, 13. 5 Sink Stella, 51. 7 Expanding Love, 34. 8 Karma Chameleon is 100. 9 Cosio Express, 480 into 440 today. 10 Leaven of Malice, open 6 into $4 today. 12 So Foxy at 21. 13 Time in Rosé, 21. Born in Barcelona, number 14, $11. And 16 Heartaches at 34.
Another good race, the Miss Finland, named after the outstanding filly she was. Won a Golden Slipper, part owned by Alan Jones, the legendary broadcaster, and also John Massara. And they named this race after her, the Musselbrook Club, after she finished her career. Probably should have won a Cox Plate, Miss Finland. And this has been a great lead-up race to the big race at Scone, the 2-year-old race there too. The English Classic coming up on the 12th and 13th of May. Now, I think Flippant won this race before she went on to bigger and better things for the Snowdens. Look, I'm tipping My Maggie at $6 or $7. Two brilliant wins at Scone. Failed at Warwick Farm on a heavy 8 the other day. Forget about that. Back to the brook where she's trained. Jock Cavallo goes back on her today. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Number 10 won a trial by as far as you could kick your hat at Newcastle the other day. Leaven of Malice, trained by Paul Perry. Keegan Latham, I think he's a South African Keegan. I he rides work for Gay Waterhouse. He's going to ride this Sebring filly for Paul Perry. First start, as I said, she won that trial by a big space. I'd be very wary of her. Number three, Excelamore for Chris Lees, owned by Australian Bloodstock. Got very good speed. The 1,000 metres, just a little bit of a query at the stage of her career, and she'll be going forward. And number nine, Kosciuszko Express for Lee Curtis. It bolted it in a Rose Hill trial. Another good race to Miss Finland, 1:10.39.
1:10.39 race two, the third. This one at 10 to 2 maiden over the 12.80. 1, Miold Segosia, 13. 2, Quite Unexpected, 19. 3, Charlatan, 11. In from 26 today, speaking there. 4, Outer Space, 61. 5, Undercarriage at 16. 6, Hell of a Girl at 15. 7, In for a Waltz, 13. It's 9, Unattainable, 41. 10, West Smoke, and $8. 12, Lady Selkie at $5.50. Money for the 13, Recito, Gary, at $6.50 into $4 today. 14, Sojournist is $4, joint favourite, and it's 100 to 1, 15 and 16.
Mate, I like a few horses right down near the bottom here. My numbers are 12, 14, 13 and 7. 12, Lady Selkie, but Tim Martin first up and out of trial. Wouldn't worry about that. I think I beat two lengths in the big maiden at Walker on the Cup Carnival. Placed at Tamworth prior to that. She's got very good speed. Barrier 2, Chad Lever to ride. Well, it should be hard to beat. Number 14, Freddie Cowles or Sojournist. Two starts for two good placings at Scone. Close up both times. Got a good chance. 13, Rosito. First starter for Paul Massara. Trials are okay. Won one at Musselbrook back in July last year. But then ran third in a recent trial there. It's got a hope. And number 7, best of the others. 12, 14, 13 and 7.
We move across to race four here. This one comes up at 2:25, a class one and maiden. One Chosen Prince is 4:20. 3 Our Chad, $6 in from 9. 4 Powercraft at 3:80 is your favourite. 5 Sienta at 10. 7 Naoko, 12. 8 Ticket to Riches, $6.50. 9 Cunning as a Tiger, 61. 10 Garn Star, 16. 11 Drenlin, 61. 12 Osbred Petal, 41. 13 Danish Design, 26. 14 Your Place or Mine, 26. Number 15 Biscuit at $11. But the top few at the top, they seem to be the shortest.
Oh, yeah, I'm keen on Chosen Prince here. He drops a fair bit in class. He's in a good stable with David Atkins. He's got a barrier, wide barrier, but Mitch Bell rides anywhere very well, but he rides Musselbrook very well, and hopefully we can get a bit of luck here. First up this time, and he was just beaten on the Beaumont trapping on 8 Pearl Ricky. Then he run fourth on the course proper at Newcastle behind Octavian Augustus, one of Wallace who goes good. Only beaten just over a length. Last start at Newcastle, Black on Gold, horse of Chris Wallace who'll go to town and win. He bolted into the race. This horse got beat about 5 lengths. That was a much, much better field than this. If he has any luck, I think he can get the money. Number 8 going in for second, Ticket to Riches. Won well at Tamworth the other day. Much stronger field here, but it's got a hope. Number 4, Powercraft for Chris Lee, just grinds away. And 3 Out Chad, he can run into a place. 6, 8, 1 and 4.
Okay, the fifth is the first leg of the quaddie at 5 past 3, a benchmark 60 over 12.80. 1 Flavian, 6.50. 2 Hour of Peril, 81. 3 also known as at $10 money. 4 number 5, Walk Right In favourite Paul Perry, 2.80 into 2.50 today. 6 Barney Rubble at 9.50. Number 7 is Mosation, $10. Specking for 8, Hunter Caulfield, now into 4.20. 10 Miss Tickles at 41. 11 Aham, $10. And 12 Queen of Oz at 19.
Yeah, he's my best bet of the day, Walk Right In. Keegan Latham will ride him for Paul Perry. He'll appreciate the firmer track today. He was on a soft track the other day here. He only got beat a length and a half behind Ismian. Always have trouble with that name. Prior to that, he was down the track at Warwick Farm in a heavy 8. But the good track should bring out the best in him today. He was placed at Canterbury back in October. He's raced and raced well in much better fields than this. This is his chance to get back in the winner's race there. Made him a good thing because I don't think there's a lot of depth there. A pretty long tail, actually. Hunter Caulfield's very close to a win. He's owned by my pharmacist, Lyndon McLeod, down in the Maitland region. He lives near me. He's had a fair few good horses over the years, trained by David Atkins. David trained this one. He only could be just over a length first up the other day at Scone. He'll be all the better for the run. Flavian, the young boy claims four, Aaron Williams. Don't know a lot about him, to be honest. But it'll carry 58 and a half, trained by Angela Davey. And first up, well, it's not actually first up. 5 weeks since it's had a run. It's had a freshen up. It is the best horse in the race, but whether it's, you know, ready to win, I'm not quite sure, and it's got a tricky barrier. Number three, best for the others, which is also known as 5, 8, 1, and 3.
5, 8, 1, 3. So your pharmacist owns the horse. The medicine would be would be good for the horse, no doubt.
Yeah, Lyndon, he was a champion rally driver, actually.
Yes.
But he had a lot of horses. He owns a property down near me, and he breeds a lot of them. Max Lee's trained a couple of them early on.
Very good.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll run all right on the corpus. If it don't win today, it's very close to a win.
All righty, we'll move across to race six here, Gary. This one, due at 20 to 4, 1,000 metres, and 1 hour Sita is 480, 2 Corsa Galad 440, 3 Don't Tease Me at 850, favourite is 6 Salerno, Rachel King Paul Perry at 350, 7 Ruby May at 390, in from $7 today, 8 Don't Tell Linda 21, 9 Zippy Hippie at 13.
Yeah, this is a good race. This is the other feature race, the Lone Pine Charge, sponsored by Arrow Field. For the Anzac Day coming up on Tuesday. Now, mate, this is a race that Big Money started to hit his straps in. Before, you know, he won those group races, but it's been a good race. I like Alice Cedar. I think it's a very open race. Sleaze has got it for one of his great clients, Joe O'Neill and the Prime Syndicate. And he's had one run since a couple of months' spell. Not been about 5.5 here at Scone in a real good race. On Royal Tudor. Royal Tudor ran a Butler in town the other day, and he did it to Brisbane. But this horse is Titty Form. He ran second one day at Randwick on Boxing Day, beaten a length and a half by Top Striker, and he ran third, beaten less than a length by Sugar Bay Leonard at Rose Hill back in December. Got a big weight, no claim for Gibbo, but he's got a good barrier, and he's a pretty smart horse for this, you know, for country class. I think he can win. Brett Cabot has had a good run since he settled in Scone in the last few weeks. I reckon Corsica Lad's got a chance. Race is good on wet tracks, but it has won five races on good tracks as well. Hasn't raced since the Rod Parsons handicap at Wagga back on the 9th of January, but it won a race well at Wagga on December 15 and is well up to racing very well here. Salerno's had two runs back. Had blistering speed first up at Armadale and tired, got beat half the length of the Newmarket. Then it got beat about 3.8 at Gosford behind Roguish. Trialled all right at Newcastle the other day. It'll race well for Rachel King and Paul Perry. And number seven, mate, is the other one in the race. 1, 2, 6, 7.
1, 2, 6, 7. The seventh is due at 4.15, a benchmark 65, 1500 the distance. 1, Fort Sumter, 11. 2, Mosgiel Ruby at $5.50, joint favourite here. 3, Clooney's Rocket, $13. $7.50 about 4, Whirlwind Ascent. 5, Fratellino, $6.50. 6, Valacia, $34. 7, Zadok the Priest, $14. Number 8, Oakfield Sunrise, $8 into $5.50 here. 9, Taste of Money at 7. You've got 10, St Luke, $9. 11, Peggy's Cove at 12. 12, Keeper Coming, $81. 13, Suggest a Partner Gary at $41.
Well, I like Mosgiel Ruby here. Maddie Robinson, the Tari trainer, has got this mare going terrific at the moment. She blitzed him at Tamworth 3, starts back while we're up there. Come to Newcastle, ran into a strong light, got beat about 4 lengths here, and then went back to grass and bolted in last start. I think it'll be very hard to beat. Nice barrier, Chris O'Brien to ride. Mosgiel Ruby for me. Well, with Ascent, the funny horse. Why do I say that? Is had run third one day at Scone in a hot race behind Arthur and all summer long in the country championship prelude, 10-17. Only could beat less than a length and probably should have won the race if you have a look at the replay. Then it went to Tamworth and ran a shock. And Ben Looker said, not Ben Looker, Mark Spencer, the trainer, said to me, I can't work it out. We've had his blood tested and everything, and I don't know what happened. So then it comes back to Scone and wins after that. And then I thought it went only ordinary the other day at Wyle. But he's trained on the track and he's capable of a big improvement here. Number 4, Whirlwind Asset. Number 9, I had him in for third in the race. That is Taste of Money. Bit stiff the other day at Tamworth, and this is a much better race than the one at Tamworth. I don't know whether she can beat these, but she will run home strong, no doubt about that. And number five, best of the others in the race, Pratolino. Only won a maiden the other day at Newcastle, but does go okay. 2, 4, 9, and 5.
And race 8, Gary here, class 1 at 5 minutes to 5 wraps up the day. You've got My Taggerson is 8.50 into 6.50. 3 Lunar Duchess at 2.80, fixed odds fave. 4 Invicta at 5.50, speaking after opening at 12 today. There has been a few scratchings, obviously. 5 Longchamp Lass 8.50, 6 Munjai $5, 10 Ruby Two Shoes 13, 11 Terravet $7, 13 Artistic License 34, 14 Sir Wazzy 41, 16 Armageddon on at 26, 17 Enthusiasm 81.
Capsules here, number 3, Lunar Duchess, Fred Cabinet, the mayor. If you go back 3 runs, I know it's back in October, but she runs second in a highway at Randwick, only beaten 3/4 by 15 Sunflowers, who was fine at the time. And she went to Gundagai and run third there as favourite. Had a spell of about 4 months, come back at Albury and run fourth there on the 24th of March behind My Mahia. Was 5 deep with no cover up outside the leader in that race. It was under pressure from the turn and obviously didn't go on, but got beat about 3.5. Good barrier today. I think it'll be very hard to beat Lena Dutcher. Number 2, My Taggerson. Well, if he's forward enough, we'll have a good look at him in the yard. He'll run one hell of a race. One day at Gosford back in October, he ran a bottle there when he got beat half a length by the Godolphin horse Pygmy. Then he comes to Scone and bolted in. He'll be 5 lengths at Rose Hill, last start of the Country Classic behind Platero. That'll be good form for a race like this. But he is first up. He didn't do a lot first up. He's only prep, never run a place. But he's got barrier 1 and he'll just get back off the pace with a nice run. But it all depends if he's fit enough. Number 6, Munjai for Chris Lees. One that's only started Scone. And number 11, best of the others. 3, 2, 6, and 11, Cam.
3, 2, 6, 11, the last. Gary, you've given us number 5 in the fourth there, Walk. In fact, yeah. In race 5, Walk right in at $2.50 is your best bet on the program. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, mate, that's the best bet. I think they're good competitive races all day long. And like one of the races there, you said the favourites were $5.50.
Yeah.
I mean, in most races, you've got to get very good value today.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Gary. We'll get you late mail right through the afternoon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Gary Harley there. Thank you, mate. Looking at Musselbrook, Jockey Challenge there. Mitch Bell, 3.20. Chris O'Brien, 4.40. Andrew Gibbons at 4.40. Rachel Murray at 7. Alison Threadwell and Paul King and Rachel King all at $18. Any other jockey there, Musselbrook is paying $5.50. Now, the late mail will come through with Mitch Manners and Andrew Giorgio at around about 12:15. I can tell you quickly here, Mitch's tips, if you've still got your pen handy. Race 1, Mitch Manners, 3.215. Race 2, 3, 9, 10, 4. Race 3, 13, 12, 14, 7. Race 4, Mitch is 1, 6, 4, 8. Race 5, he's 5, 1, 8, 3. Race 6, 7, 1, 2, 6. Race 7, Musselbrook, Mitch Manners, 8, 2, 5, 9. And race 8, Mitch's tips there, 3, 5, 6, and 11. There you go, a fairly comprehensive look at the program at Musselbrook. 8 races, the first there. Comes up at 12:40. Just gone 10:30. Gemma Cutting, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Starting with the sport headlines, Aaron Woods and Kieran Foran look set to be announced as Bulldogs signings early next week, while Tigers fullback James